With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. People gathered in front of the Oneida County Courthouse Wednesday to protest Trump administration policies. It was part of a nationwide effort organized online under the hashtags Build the Resistance and 50501, which stands for 50 Protests, 50 States, One Day. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
More than 30 people walked back and forth in front of the Oneida County Courthouse Wednesday afternoon. They held signs that said things like Eject Musk, No Project 2025, and Country Over Party, Democracy Over Autocracy. This was Doug Schultz's second protest of the day. He and his wife went to one in Wausau and then stopped at the one in Rhinelander.
Being a 7-year military veteran, I tell people I did not serve 7 years in the military to at one point in my life be ruled by a dictator.
While he's concerned about a lot of policies coming out of the Trump administration, top of his mind has been the actions of Elon Musk. In recent days, the team he leads has gained access to the Treasury Department's payment systems, which are responsible for processing trillions of dollars of spending every year. A Treasury Department official says a tech executive working with Doge will have read-only access.
It's so mind-boggling the amount of information that now is possibly going to be in who knows whose hands.
Musk and the Treasury Department is also a major concern of Catherine Parker, who says she has intense alarm about what's going on in Washington. She wants Congress to take action.
I think Congress needs to do its job and resume its power of the purse and the budget and adhere to the Constitution and work for the American people who sent them there. So, and I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. You know, I want them to stand up and protect our country.
Both Parker and Schultz have been making calls to U.S. lawmakers.
If you stay silent, that is the one thing that will bring democracy down. You got to keep strong, keep your voices being heard, keep the messaging out there.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
There were other protests Wednesday in capital cities across the U.S. WPR reports the one in Madison drew hundreds of people. Callers are getting busy signals, and voicemail inboxes are full at many U.S. Senate offices. People are trying to reach out and voice their opinions on President Donald Trump's cabinet picks, executive orders, and moves to dismantle various federal programs. The situation is frustrating lawmakers and callers from across the country. Caitlin Crispin, an institutional support contractor in Wisconsin, furloughed last week from the U.S. Agency for International Development, said it took her 4 attempts over 5 days to successfully leave a message for her senator, Republican Ron Johnson, after dealing with an overloaded voicemail box, grainy recorded greetings, and a busy signal. A skating coach killed in the plane crash near Washington, D.C. was well known in the Eagle River skating community. Alexander Kirsanov, better known as Sasha, was one of the 67 victims of the crash. Sasha was a coach that traveled around the country to grow the sport of figure skating, and he left a lasting legacy right here in Wisconsin. He was remembered yesterday in Eagle River. Montana Grabowski is a figure skating coach that worked with Kirsanov.
He made the rink so comfortable, and every time you walked into the rink, he would just yell out your name or either throw snow at you.
Sasha traveled to Eagle River for skating camps. Jackie Modge is a director with the Eagle River Figure Skating Club.
He was trained Russian, and so he demanded from those kids perfection, and they gave it to him. He pushed them harder than they ever thought they could be pushed, and the result was some great skating from our kids.
A moment of silence was held for Sasha on the ice yesterday.
Everybody will remember Sasha. I don't think they're going to forget him any too soon. And we just want him to be remembered as somebody who he had a heart of gold. He was just kind to everybody.
The Eagle River Skating Club is planning to collect any memories or quotes from Sasha that people have and compile it into a book to give to his wife and daughter. They're asking anyone that has a story to share to reach out to the Eagle River Skating Club. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A large pole shed with attached living quarters suffered extensive damage in a fire in the Oneida County town of Pine Lake. Firefighters were called out at 12:30 yesterday afternoon for a report of a fire on Hildy Lane. A large plume of black smoke could be seen over Boom Lake. Help was called in from other departments, with a second alarm going out for extra manpower. With the steel roof failing, firefighters were limited to defensive efforts. Firefighters were able to knock down the roof and back wall so they could enter the building and put out any hot spots. Firefighters were on the scene for 5 hours. Trial dates are set for a former fire chief in central Wisconsin who is accused of child enticement and sexual assault. Mike Leishner reports.
Attorneys for Robert Bowen say they are not on course for a plea agreement with the state, leading a judge to schedule a 3-day trial beginning November 18th. Investigators say he made inappropriate sexual contact with a child on multiple occasions between June 2023 and May of 24. He was put on leave by the department shortly after the accusations came to light and later resigned for personal and professional reasons. Riverside, which covers the village of Rothschild and city of Schofield, has since hired a new chief. Bowen returns to court for a pretrial conference in early November. Until then, he's free on bond.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. A Wisconsin couple is suing Walgreens and a pharmacy benefits company, alleging their son died because he couldn't afford a sudden $500 jump in the cost of his asthma medication. Shannon and William Schmidtnecht filed the federal lawsuit January 21st, a year after the death of their 22-year-old son, Cole. They allege that OptumRx stopped covering his $66 asthma medication without informing him. When he stopped at a Walgreens pharmacy in Appleton to refill his prescription, he was told the new medication would cost him $539. He couldn't afford it and suffered a fatal asthma attack days later. OptumRx said last April that Cole did fill a prescription that day for a different asthma medication. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.